This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello again. It's Phil here. You may know that I've been set a challenge to sail around the world in 80 days. It's an impossible challenge, especially as I've never sailed a yacht before, but I said yes. So, here it goes.
So, here we are at St. Catherine's Dock, and look, here's my yacht, the Mermaid. Yeah, I know she's a bit scruffy, but I'm sure she'll get you around the world.
On my own? That's the bit that worries me. It's a very small boat.
It's a yacht, not a boat. Look, it's got a sail. Anyway, you'll be fine. Just call me on the satellite phone if you have any problems.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Phil, it's me.
Pete! What are you doing here? Pete is my office assistant. You know, he makes tea, does the photocopying. He sometimes even gives me ideas for my books. He's a great guy, so I'm really pleased to see him now.
Tom posted a message on Facebook that you're going on a trip around the world or something. I couldn't believe my eyes, so I had to come here and see for myself. Look, I've brought you some books to read and a map. You'll find that useful.
I will. But what I really need is a travelling companion. Someone who can help me on my journey. Someone like you, huh?
No.
How about it?
No, absolutely not, no. I can't. I've got to feed the cat.
I'll feed your cat. Go on, can't you see he needs your help?
I get seasick.
Rubbish. I remember when you went sailing with your dad. You were always fine.
That was different. We were sailing on a lake.
Well, you know about sails and rope and anchors? You'd be great. Besides, if you come with me, you can have a share of the money.
If you get home in 80 days.
I am pleased to report that Pete is joining me. I'm so pleased I have someone to show me the ropes, as it were. In other words, show me what to do. He's a good friend and a loyal assistant. And he goes everywhere with me, so I'm giving him the nickname Passepartout. Just like in the original book, you know, Around the World in 80 Days. I hope he likes it.
Hooray!
See you!
See you!
Bye!
Bye.
Goodbye!
We've set sail. Our adventure has begun. Let me describe the yacht to you. It is 12 metres long. It has a huge mast with a mainsail attached. There is an engine as well, just in case there is no wind. The wooden deck has seating at the stern, that's the back, and there are some steps down to the galley, that's the kitchen. And there are two berths or beds for us to sleep in. I can't believe that we're going to live in this tiny space for 80 days!
Phil! We've got the wind in our sails. We're making good progress. I can't even see land anymore.
Yes. Well, that's thanks to you. It's plain sailing. So, what does this rope do?
Oh, it moves the jib, the sail at the front.
And this one?
That moves the boom from side to side. No, don't pull it.
Ouch! That hurt.
Do
Day 5 and I'm learning how to sail, but my best skills are in the galley, making tea. The weather is good, but we seem to have a problem with the yacht.
Passepartout, is it me or... It's getting a bit wet down in the galley.
Ugh. Let me have a look. Oh, dear. There's water all over the floor. I think the boat is leaking.
What? What are we going to do?
Drown.
What? Really? I'm going to get on the radio and call for help. Mayday! Mayday! No, the radio isn't working. We're in big trouble.
Oh, just be quiet. Calm down, Phil. The radio isn't turned on. We don't need to abandon ship just yet. I need to know where this water's coming from. It's only a slow leak, but I think we need to fix it quickly. We need to head for dry land.
Yes!
According to the map, the nearest land is some islands at 16 degrees north, 24 degrees west. Do you know where that is? Let's hope we get there before we sink.